A War of Flowers by Jane Finn, narrated by Julie Teal. How horrible, fantastic, incredible it is that we should be digging trenches and trying on gas masks here because of a quarrel in a faraway country between people of whom we know nothing. Neville Chamberlain, September 1938. Our displacement of women from public life occurs solely to restore their essential dignity to them. Joseph Goebbels. In my state, the mother is the most important citizen. Adolf Hitler. Prologue. August 1938. Another fine summer's day, and the MS Wilhelm Gustloff cruise liner was making its leisurely way across the Atlantic Ocean. The 25,000-ton ship rose like a sheer white cliff from the water, 8 stories high, gracefully transporting a cargo of more than 1,000 citizens of the German Reich. The sun was already dazzling, bouncing back from a sea of hammered cobalt as the liner's prow carved a confident line past the spectacular coastline of Madeira. The island, with its black volcanic sand, its coves fringed with laurel trees and red-roofed houses clambering up the mountain slopes, glittered in the sapphire morning light. Birds with iridescent necks and little dashes of blood at their throats fluttered through the wooded mountains, which were swathed at their peaks with a light garland of cloud. A fine spray, thick with a tang of salt, pearled the faces of the people watching from the deck, many of whom had never set foot outside the Reich and had mostly never seen the sea. The liner was the first tailor-made ship of the National Socialist Strength Through Joy movement, the Kraft durch Freude, organised by the German Labour Front, and it was the only way an ordinary German was able to leave the country now. The fact that they were getting a glimpse of the world that lay beyond the borders of the Reich, for now at any rate, and they were seeing it on a 2-week cruise costing less than a fortnight's wages, was yet another reason to be grateful for the Führer's reforms. Ada Freitag had never seen the sea before either, but that didn't mean she wanted to hang over the deck, waving a swastika flag at it. Smearing a little more Elizabeth Arden sun cream on her freckles and over the skin on her shoulders, already turning a rich caramel, she anchored her bag more firmly beneath one arm, lay back in her deck chair, and tried unsuccessfully to relax.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?